the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda the Tamed may be a chometz al esreifa. The Yavale Rabbanan Shachas Lukot Bo Eitzim. Eitzvei Rabbi Yehuda Lerava. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Ema Sai Shalom B'Shas Biuro. Av B'Shas Biuro Ashba Sot. The Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda the Tamed may be a chometz al esreifa. The Yavale Rabbanan Shachas Lukot Bo Eitzim. Eitzvei Rabbi Yehuda Lerava. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Ema Sai Shalom B'Shas Biuro. Av B'Shas Biuro Ashba Sosa B'Chol Dovar. That's the whole sugya. Says Rashi. Shalom B'Shas Biuro. B'Tchilat Sheish B'Chol Sheish. A kati mid the rice is short. Avo b'shas biuro b'sheva shumuzim and a torah ash b'sasu b'chol davar. The torah is a lama. It may low eight. Yamtin at shas biuro v'yash b'sena b'chol davar. That's Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. So Rashi learns Rabosai that the chiv of tashbis of havara be'eish the tira biuro shita is b'dafka before chatzos. After chatzos, not. Two questions. One is. Tosus points out that the source for Sreif is Nosar. And Nosar is Liachas Manisuro. So how can Rashi say that the mitzvah of Sreif is Dafka only before Zmanisuro and not after Zmanisuro? That's question number one. Question number two. According to Rashi, that the mitzvah is called Zmanisuro, how far back do you go? You say the mitzvah is Sreif from Purim time? Or you don't go back relatively short period of time. Those are the two questions to be asked concerning Shitas Rashi. So about the first question, we saw a very, very important Me'iri, critical Me'iri. The Me'iri explains that Rashi never meant to say that the Chiyuv of Sreifa is limited to Kodem Chatzos. Rashi agrees that the Chiyuv of Sreifa is after Chatzos as well. After all, through from Nosa, Nosa's Deachat Mani Surah. All Rashi meant was that after Chatzos, you can't take chances and wait around for fire. Because while you're waiting around for the fire, you're in violation of Bayi Roa, Bayi Matzeh. We may add, if you will, that Rashi Lashi tells us back on Avdalid, that Bayi Roa, Bayi Matzeh exists from the moment of Chatzos. So you can't take any chance. You can't play around. You must burn it immediately. And if you have no fire, then you have to get rid of it. Otherwise, Rashi will concede, Rabosai, if a person has a fire burning, and he can just as quickly eliminate the Chomet through fire, as to any other means, that Rabbi Yehuda would say that there exists a chiyuv dafka to burn it, after all, derived from Nosa. All that Rashi meant was that as a practical matter, once Chatzos comes and goes, you can't afford the luxury of waiting around until the fire gets cracking, because every minute that goes by, you're in violation of Bayroa Bayimotzeh. That's all that Rashi meant. But Rashi, of course, would agree that there exists a chiyuv to burn the chametz dafka. If the chatzos, if the fire is available in the same amount of time. That's a very pivotal Me'iri, it's critical. People don't realize the Me'iri, then Rashi really is very, very shver. It doesn't make any sense. That's Aleph. Beis, the question. Yes, ma'am? Not necessarily. In other words, one could argue, and that's what we're coming out to in a second. How far back does it go? Machlok is the Rosh and the Tur, father and son. The Rosh says that the Rashi, the Chiyuv to burn, is only in the sixth hour. Before that, there's no Chiyuv to burn whatsoever. The Rosh. The Tur says it's wrong. He has the Kash against his father. Because Rashi Chav Zayin of Bay says that Yotzi B'Shayar has gone on a caravan. He's leaving 2 weeks before Pesach. He has to burn the Chav. That's 2 weeks. It's much more than what? Then 1 hour before Chatzos, 2 weeks before Chatzos. Yeah. That's the tourist kasha against his father, the Rosh.
That's 2 weeks or a month before. doesn't matter.
Whenever he leaves, at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I'll make money. So, so two ways out. One is to say the Torah is right and the Rosh is wrong. The Chiv, that's what Meir says. If you rush, the Chiv is always to use fire. How can you possibly defend the opinion of the Rosh if to get to the Pharisee of Rosh? The Korban Asanel is a very good answer. The Korban Asanel says the Rashi learns that when is there a Chiv of Srefa? When is the Chiv of Srefa? So Rashi learns at the moment that you require to burn it, that's when there must be Srefa. When is that moment? So for the average Jew, that moment is the sixth hour. That's when you require to burn. Often the Mishnah, Vesarvit, Vitchilas, Shesh. So that's the moment when you have to burn it. That's the moment. So Rashi, that's why we have a Medayik in Lashon Rashi. Vitchilas, Shesh, Vekol, Shesh. So Rashi's trying to emphasize that. So Vesarvit, he's paraphrasing the Mishnah. So B'tchila Shesh for Igiz Man, and the entire 6 hours is still this man. So during that period of time, when the Chazal say you have to burn it, you have to eliminate it, so you have to do it dafka by fire. But in the 5th hour, 4th, 3rd, and the week before, you don't have to eliminate it yet, then you're doing it early. You're doing it early. It's not part of the Zeres Chazal, Tikkun Chazal, to use fire B'daf. That's the Korban Asanel. And Meila comes out. If somebody is a Yotzei l'Shayara, somebody is an individual who's leaving on a caravan. So for him, that hour before he leaves on the caravan, that's the last possible moment for him to be able to burn the chametz. Can't do it tomorrow. He's going to be on a caravan because this is the last possible opportunity to burn it. So if it's the last possible opportunity to burn it, now is the time. He must use fire dafka. This is the equivalent of the sixth hour of Osai. It's the equivalent. What do you mean dafka the 6th hour? The 6th hour is an example of the last moment that you can do it. So since you can't do it any later in that circumstance, you have to do it then. We pointed out that Bisman Azeh, the minute the family leaves early, he takes his bag of hummus with him and burns it wherever he is, because he's not going to caravan, he's going to caravans. He's going to fancy hotels. So they have fires there, you can burn it then and there. So that's what we do nowadays, yeah?
You also take your own hummus, can't you just buy a roll that thing? But
you could do that too. Could do that. Alright, this is the... Now, Rabosai, this is one final nekudah that is very critical, which is, what is our minig? Our minig concerning Srefas Chametz. So the minig that's quoted in the Ramah is to do the burn the Chametz before the beginning of the 6th hour. You burn the chametz actually in the 5th hour. That's the time most of us burn. So the question, that's ridiculous. Why bother burning it there? Because the Tosfos, the chiyuv to burn only begins in the 7th hour. Because the Rashi, it's the 6th hour. Say the Balamor. Balamor holds the 5th hour. Call it the Balamor. That would be a possible explanation, but if the Das Yochid, the Balamor would be out of the mainstream. So, we suggested that since nowadays there exists an obligation to burn dafka in the 5th, can't wait till the 6th anymore, why not? Because we now have a second bittul, which didn't exist in Shemana Gemara, Pashas. A bodek tov, Shivatim is only at night. But now, the takonas ha-gaonim, Rashi quotes as being a preferable thing to do a second bittul by day, and bittul must take place dafka in the 5th hour, and it has to be done, the burning before the bittul. So therefore the maizah for us, for every Jew, proper time to burn now is in the 5th hour. So that's called now Shas V'Yiro. At least by virtue of Takanas Chazal, Acher Chasim HaSa Talmud, it's also something. Bittul can't be the 6th hour, it's too late. Bittul can be the 5th hour, and the Sreva must precede the Bittul. So then it has to be moved up to the 5th hour. Therefore, our 5th hour is the equivalent of their 6th hour. That can be one shot in our minute. Even though the Rosh himself is not going out that way. Or maybe I'll make like a tour. Nafkamina, the Chara. What if you're going to sell chametz? Must you make sure that the chametz is burned after the sale? Or can it even be burned before the sale? So we thought that should depend upon the fundamental question. Is the chiyuv sreifa only on the last kazayas? Or not even not the last kazayas? So I thought that if you learn the way we learn Pshat with the Korban and the Seidel, it's not for the last hour, it's not for the last kazayas. So you should be careful to burn it towards the end of the hour after the rabbi already sold the chametz. But if you hold like the tour holds the chiyuv to burn it even a month before, so the pashtus, he learns, not dependent upon the last kazayas. You could say even the tour agrees last kazayas, the last kazayas in that particular house, and they will be sakah based upon the house. The pashtus is not that way. But there's no chiyuv to burn after the last kazayas. And the Ran gives the impression, based on the mission of Yudim and Beis, where the mission says, Umishairin, Bitsina, to put away in a closed place, Masha Mishairin Echena Bitsina. So the Ran says, Pshat, it's referring to the food which he is going to eat, but the burning was done right away. The Mordechai, they dafka did it at night because they were afraid of the chulda, afraid of the little critter that's going to come and take the chametz away. So the clear impression you get from the Ran, they weren't makpid dafka to burn the last piece. They was burning at night, and eat supper and eat breakfast afterwards. So therefore, the big question, is the chiyuv sreifa limited to the last kazayas, was applying it to other kazayas which proceed? It's a big machlok. So I tell people, look, l'chadchila, try to burn the last kazayas after the mechira. You can't do it. Burn earlier. So this is what to rely upon. You can see Rav Shekel was the brachal of Atala, right? He's from the Orah Mizra. Most possible don't see. The Ram also says it's not a brachal of Atala. The Ram. Okay. Yes, sir.
So
Yesi just again this whole thing about old thinking, like trade off this way, that way, just a minute, people decide they want to burn, so they want to burn. It's not mashba that they're doing, is they're keeping from the last piece, it's keeping from anything. That's what the pashas for must seems like, no?
No.
The Mishnah says on that beautiful base, Gidalfa phase rather, Ochum called Chomesh, the Sarfa Betchila Shesh. Abiromer, Ochum called Arba, the Tolan called Chomesh, the Sarfa Betchila Shesh. So the Maisa, Halacha Lamaisa, you cannot eat chametz in the fifth hour, nor can you eat chametz in the sixth hour. The pashtus, same iser. Right, you can't eat from the fifth, from 10 to 12. So the Briska Rav is Pshat and Rambam that's not correct. But although there exists an iser achila in the fifth and in the sixth, they're fundamentally different in their very character, these two isurim. Iser in the fifth hour, what he calls the Psanisa Gavra, Hakaka Bialma. Don't eat because you were afraid you may make a mistake. The Easter in the sixth hour, Shad is, the Chazal moved up Chatzos. They say, although Chatzos midoraisa is 12 o'clock, we consider it to be Chatzos from 11 o'clock on Chumra. And that's why the Easter Hanoah. That's why. And that time on is Makanos or Makas Mardus. That's what the Rav Yitzchak called Easter Cheftza. That time at the Rabbonical level, that's treated as Chumra after Chatzos. But the Easter to eat from 10 till 11, it's a psa'achok, a psa'agavra, it's not even a Issa Chefza. It's a completely different character of an Issa. It's a daga from Lashon Rambam, and Rambam repeats the Issa in the fourth hour, there's an Issa in the fifth hour. It's obviously redundant, we need it for. It's a separate kind of an Issa. One is an Issa Gavra, one is an Issa Chefza. That's how the Briska Rav has trapped in the Shitas Ha Rambam. Obviously the sixth hour, that's the Issa which is similar. The Easter of Chometz V'Pesach, or an Arab Pesach, I should say, after Chatzos. The Chazal say, from 11 o'clock on, they give it the whole Chomer Easter. Easter Hanoah, they give it to Makas Mardus, the Easter Chetzach. That's why the Briskov explains, you can burn the Chometz even though it's Truma or Kochim, whereas in the fifth hour, even though it's never going to come to be eaten, because you can't eat it, you still can't burn it. It's called Ibud Kochim. And Ibud Kochim, it's also Bachila. And says it's also Bachila B'Shem Gavra. But it's no Yisra Chefza, therefore it's considered Ibud Kochim. So Rav Osai, it seems to me that although the Briska Rav brought many rites that the Rambam holds this way, not only the Rambam who makes the distinction between the fifth and the sixth, but the Baal HaMor also makes a distinction. The Baal HaMor Baal HaMor has a new pshat in this whole Mishnah and the Gemara of Yubayz of the days. If you look carefully in the Baal HaMor, he says a number of things which lead, I think, to the conclusion that we saw based on what the Briska Rav said. He says over here, Shekol she'over zman achiloso hu b'sreif. Al v'shatz b'yuro hashpasoso b'chol dover v'shatz b'yuro zuhi shah chamishis. Shuzman bedikas chometz l'Rabbi Yehuda. It's based upon a Yerushalmi. So again, Rabbi Yehuda saying bechometz al sreifa. So we say shekol shabazman achilas alu b'sreifa. Aber beschatz bi u as mas as be khaldab. So this is a new sheet. We had before a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi said the fear out with the fee Rabbi Yehuda the hashpasa b'sreif for dafka is earlier. Once 12 o'clock comes by, it's Kholdov, which we explained based on the Meiri. Rabbeinu Tamsa Fakeret. When is Hashpasoso b'sreifa? Only when? After Chatzos. Before Chatzos, it's what? It's Kholdov. The Balamor holds the same way, but instead of drawing the line of Chatzos, one second. So when is, again, when must you burn a shalom b'shatru m'shei shol solamala? From the beginning of the sixth hour, the Balamor says, from 11 o'clock and on. But Peshat Biuro, Hashpasos b'Choldov. What Peshat Biuro? Not like Rabbi Natan said, any time until 12 o'clock. No, only any time until what? Until 11 o'clock. Until 11 o'clock, Hashpasos b'Choldov. From 11 o'clock and on, then what? Then Dafka Sreifa. What's the Peshat? Why should that be that way? The Pashta Sati Balamor is saying the critical cutoff point is at 11 o'clock. You can't even start at 10 o'clock. But that was the answer. That although it's true you can't even start at 10 o'clock and on, but from 10 o'clock and on, you can still have hanor from it. It's a different kind of, it's a weaker kind of an iser. And therefore, tash masasu b'chol davar. It's only from 11 o'clock that Chazal said we consider it midrabanan to be like chatzos. And therefore, the same dinim as chatzos would require sreifa. Same as Minatar to require Sreifa after Chatzos. That seems to be his sheet in other riots, that the Balamor seems to go along with his opinion. Oh, there's one fascinating point in Balamor, which is really remarkable. When it says in the Mishnah, Sarfim b'tchilat sheish, we understand it to mean we're in the chametz after 11 o'clock, right? Tchila Shesh. Says no. Says the Balamor. The Ficha, particularly Shaz Abir, Shach Hamishis. It's even the Rishalmi in the Tosefta. They should so far he strafes chametz. Kinitnan, the Sor from Tchila Shesh. And Tchila Shesh, the Balamor interprets to me, don't take it to mean it literally. Beginning of the sixth hour. Tchila Shesh means before Tchila Shesh. It's Besof Chamish. What a remarkable interpretation. The Balamor took the word Tchila Sheish and said it really means Sof Chamish. That's quite a Chiddush.
That's what the Balamor, Rashi,
is in a different context. Rashi at Grada seems to hold there's no problem leaving the Chametz over until the seventh hour. The lovely call it Torech. Rashi learned wait till Rashi learns why, what the Torah, wait till after 12 o'clock and you can burn it to figure the limit of Chol Davar. The Balamor says that when it says Sof, it really means Sof Chamish. That's It's a remarkable interpretation. I said to you before, Rashi is also a remarkable interpretation. Rashi learns, Bisorfin, Bitchilat Sheish. Doesn't mean you have to do it with Dafka then. It means that that's the time when it's logical to start burning because you can no longer have any Hanoah. But, Rashi, if you so desire, you may hold on to the Chametz until 12 o'clock and burn it then. Or limit it in any way you want. Torah Zalama, why bother burning it at 11 o'clock? You can just wait till 12 o'clock and then you can destroy it any way you please. That's what it says in the Nu. The Oroz HaRuah, in the Piyut, where they quote the whole story of Yitzchak Avram, he left the extra kazayas till the end, it's Kepir Shabbeinu Shlom. So in the Mordechai, they said it's a mistake, and they changed the Kepir Shabbeinu Tam. Couldn't say what they want. No! Kepir Shabbeinu Shlom. Because Rabbeinu Shlom, Rashi, is the one who seems to indicate that you may leave the Chometz over through the sixth hour and burn it in the seventh. Now, it's true, Rashi learned Torah to Lama, why bother burning it? You just throw out the window once that time comes. But still, the chatchila, presumably he would be better off burning it, as you mentioned earlier, in the quote of the Meiri. So therefore, Rashi has tried so from the has changed to mean that's the time when you should burn it. But there's no real rush. So it's unbelievable. The opposite of the Balamor. The Balamor says so from the has changed really means so punch. And Rashi says, punk faker. So from the has changed means that's the air. That's the early time to think about it. If you want to wait an extra hour, we'll permit you, if you don't have any fire, to just throw it out the window. It's an amazing shot. You get the impression from Rashi like this. To throw it out the window in the sixth hour would be inappropriate. Even to throw it out the window in the fifth hour would also be inappropriate. Why? Because you still have a chance to be able to get fire and burning it in the sixth hour, which is what you're supposed to do. But stalling to the beginning of the seventh hour, and then say, look, I have no wood, I have to get rid of it right away, that's appropriate. Because you back yourself into a corner. Better to do that than to preemptively throw the comment out the window in the fifth hour, and certainly in the sixth hour. Sixth hour is prime burning time. Fifth hour, you preempted it. Why do you forget? What's your rush? Wait around, you'll have a fire. You wait till the seventh hour and you have no fire and then you can throw out the window. That's not such a bad thing to do. That's a rational trap this week, which is a very interesting interpretation. Yes? I think what he calls Sof Chomish is because that's called
the same time.
That's what the Gemara Mishnah calls Tchila Sheish. I think so. That's what you're trap. And of course, Rabbeinu Tam has the hardest time with this mission. Sorfim, with this mission, Sorfim, with Tila Sheish? What? Rabbeinu Tam has got to saying that the whole bit of strength is only when after 12 o'clock. That's the whole part of Rabbeinu Tam in the Sukkot. Talking how he did on Sorfim's mission. So we saw the Vilna Goyim. For Yitzchak was Marach also. That the word Sorfim is used many, many times in the Mishnayos. Right, this is the first parak, doesn't mean you have to burn that. What it means is that burning is the preferred way of eliminating. Even according to the Rabbanan, who say you can pulverize and throw it into the sea, even they would concede that it's somehow better, if you can, to burn the chametz. That's the outcome of this mission according to Rabbeinu Tam. Many other brises which says sorfen, and the Gros says it's impossible. That they all help like a Yehuda. Even like a Bona, it's better. After the fire was over, even the ideal would be to burn. That of course would answer. Rosh Soloveitchik was the one who answered. That will answer the Kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that you may burn chametz? The Rambam passes that Kash Pasos of the Choldover. So that we learn in Tzvura. Hanigborim lo yisarfu. That those mitzvahs which things which should be buried, you may not burn it. Why? And if you burn it, we're afraid people have hanoa from the ashes. If you have hanoa from the ashes, it's not allowed. It's not been hanisrof. So one answer we gave a long time ago, that here it's not some mitzvah, so even though it's there, the Rav Kivega. But the Rav, Sichron Zofa said, no. The Gra learned that the Ika mitzvah is burning it, even though from the perspective of the Eifer, it'll be better off not burning it. But you can't even battle the Ika mitzvah, so just because of some kind of Chashash Eifer. I said the Vilna Gong could be used, so based on what the Rav said, to answer that kashigan, Shita Sarab. Okay? So we have this same expression. Sarf, Mitzkila, Shesh, three simple words mean different things completely. According to the Baal HaMor, it means Tov Chomish. According to Rashi, it means you can start there, but you can go all the way into Sheva. And according, then you can throw it out. But you can throw it out earlier because you're preemptively destroying the Mitzvah of Chatchila, Sreif, which you may not do. Kavachomi should do it to Shashashi, should do it. It's prime time for burning. If you want to wait till Shashvias, then it's not so bad. There's a bit of time. Who caught him with the Chil Shreva begins only at Chatzal, so what's your son with Chila Shesh? The Chatzal. The Chatzal. It depends how we can do it, even though Afra is Asur, the Doch Shivirat Chosh with Hakola. But there's a Chatzal of Shreva as we finally come to Chomis. Adkan. Okay, got it straight. Now, Rabosai, we have a remarkable sugya on the other half of this open page with Gimel and Aleph, where it says, "Abaot Shcholos for Shabbos, Vavarin as Hakol Yilifnei Hashabbos," which means literally you get rid of all the chametz before Shabbos, the Pashtus. So what in fact is it then? Must you get rid of all the chametz before Shabbos, or need you not? So the Chora Bosai, there are three sheeples. Take this Gemara Kipshuta. The virus are called the Lifnei HaShabbos. Literally, take the Gemara literally. You have to get rid of all the chametz that can move before Shabbos. Nothing left. Nothing. As a matter of fact, that's how the Chasdei David and the Rabbeinu Peretz suggest the Pshat, the Tosefta, the Ofen Lo Matzah. Ofen Lo Matzah, what does that mean? So some say Ofen Lo Matzah means they don't have to worry about the Chumrah of Matzah's Leil Pesach, when the Erev Pesach Shabbat. It can be Mekel and after the Matzah, at least most of the Matzahs, maybe even the three Matzahs Mitzvah, before Shabbos begins. Others don't know. Ofel matzah means not for the mitzvah. Ofel matzah means to eat for Shabbos, because you can't eat chametz on Shabbos, because this Tana holds you must get rid of all your chametz before Shabbos. All of it goes. Forget it. This is afraid. That's one sheet. Then there are two other sheets found in the Mishnah on that Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Here it says, "Our boss of Shchalat for Shabbos, but Vaz Hakol Nisnei Hashabbos." Tivra Meir. That could mean everything goes. Rashi learns not that way. Rashi learns Chutz Michidei Achilas Al Shabbos. You may leave what we call Mazon Shtei Sudas. So it's the second sheet. You leave over Mazon Shtei Sudas. But Tzimtzum. Be very careful not to leave anything else extra. The second sheet. Come on in. This matter? What does this matter mean? No restrictions. To leave over as much as you want. Aye, what are you going to do with it on Shabbos? No. We'll find kids to eat it up, whatever, we'll find something to do with it. Question. How do we paskin? So the three sheetahs in the theory, you'll find Rishon and every side. But the first opinion is that it's not really accepted. The last two, which are more accepted. Look, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin, like Tanakh, like Rav Meir. you only leave over shtei sudas, that's it. Whereas Rov Yishon said, what are you talking about? The Pasuk of the Chachamim, and there's no restrictions whatsoever. According to the Rambam, what do you do with the chametz, which is left over, if there is any left over? Well, said the Rambam, kol menol of kli. You have to cover it up with a kli until after Yontif, and you burn it. The Mepharshim asked the Kashi, you have to drive it, the others asked, what are you talking about? Just throw it out the window, find a different way to eliminate it. So the Rav Zatzal said, he thinks Pshat and the Rambam is, there exists a separate Issum in the Rabbanon not to eliminate chametz on Shabbos. Even if you will not be in violation of any of the Lama Tess Malachas or any other of the regular Issum on Shabbos. Don't get rid of it on Shabbos. No, it's a special Issur, like, when it comes to kashim, you can't burn the kashim on Shabbos. You can't burn chametz on Shabbos. It would be improper.
But it's always
books on it. Why? So, it could be, you have to chat the Rambam. Why is the Rambam so concerned in limiting how much chametz that you leave over? What's the big deal? You left the leftover. Either you'll eat it, you can't eat it, you just throw it out. Rambam, you can't throw it out. Because it would be considered a simba derabbanan. Therefore, he limits you to the timtum of shtei sudas. If you're stuck, you cover it. You don't want to cover so much chametz. Whereas, the other Rishonim would disagree with the Rambam and say, no, what are you making restrictions for? You pass the chametz with his mano. You take your time. You leave as much over as you wish. So maybe they hold that, what are you worried about? To try to find someone to eat it. If worse comes to worse, you throw it out the window. You find a way to get rid of it. You don't hold this new Easter with the Rabbanon of eliminating chametz and pesach. No such thing.
With
Shabbos, Erev Pesach with Shabbos.
Sorry?
I imagine it's actually supposed to be certain karbonis, kachim, you can't get rid of on Shabbos. So it's a separate issue they instituted. So do my chametz. Even if you're not doing it to a malacha, you shouldn't eliminate it on Shabbos. I don't know. The Mechava over the Rambam only give over two students. And others say, keep as much as you want. Get guests, so they throw it out. And of course, many balabots passing, like the Chassid David, Rabbein and Peretz. They get rid of all the chametz before, and they subsist on what? On our Pesach? Oh, Egmat. That leads me to the next question. Hold on. The next question, which is, Rabosa, can you eat matzah? We'll get to Egmat. Can you eat matzah on Erev Pesach? The answer is, of course, not. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows the famous Yerushalmi, Ochel Matzah, Erev Pesach, the Baal Arutas Malu Reis Chomer. It was a terrible affair. But I want to know, and it's not clear, when does the Yisra begin? So we saw three sheetness in the Yerushalmi. Some say the Yisra begins at Chatzos. Yeah, ten, eleven o'clock. That's the same thing as basic chatzos. The Balamora suggests that. Whenever it's also these chametz, it's also these matzahs. And other Rishon says it's absolutely wrong. The Issa begins from the morning.
Yeah,
it begins from the morning. That's already the time. And yet others suggest the Issa begins the evening before. Especially if you don't plan any more chametz, Rav Moshe says, based on Moshe the Rambam. The three shittas, as of what time you no longer eat chametz, chatzos, or if you were an hour or two earlier, or alos hashachar, or shkia, seis, the night before. Rav Moshe calls minhagim, not to have it 2 weeks before, a month before. She explains something. Pasha in terms of how you calculate the cheshbon of shalosh shudas, all this is relevant. You see, if there's no Easter at night, you can have matzah. No Easter in the morning, you can have matzah. So you can have the Rebbetzin's wish list to eliminate all the chametz. Just have matzah. The problem is, most Rishonim hold that the Isser begins already in the morning, if not the night before. So therefore, Matzah really is out. So Matzah is out, major question. So how do you fulfill Shalosh Shudas on that kind of a day? So really, they saw three fundamental shittas. Some say, no problem, divide, use chametz, and divide the morning suit in half. The shita maintained that although it's proper, have the three meals, Erev, Avoka, and Tzorai, but for the Yevon, make it right in, you can fulfill the, we call Shalosh Shudas, in the morning. That's very relevant for us. You can fulfill Shalosh Shudas in the morning, it stands to reason, you can fulfill Suda Shnia when? No.
Afternoon.
In the afternoon. It's not divided by this midpoint, Chatzos. That's healed, but not really make it right in. Why?
Maybe the Shlishi
idea
is
Katzarosh,
and
Shlishi
is in all day things, like
most of the Shatos. I wouldn't say so. I think double or nothing. That's one opinion. So you have it in the morning. A second opinion, Rabbi Osai, is no. You have to have it in the afternoon. Aye, but you can't. You can't eat chametz. You can't eat matzah. So they suggest, well, who said you have to have a bread or matzah? Perhaps you can fulfill the mitzvah with either meaning chamesh aminim, cereal or cake, or maybe with meat or fish, maybe with fruits. So they suggest you have to have a meal after chatos and chagadola consisting of one of the above. Minig ha'olam, we're both to do both. Goes back to the Maral already. He broke the meal in half in the morning, both consisting of bread. Maybe he could do it. But in case it's wrong, he additionally had a suit in the afternoon. What did he make it from? I think Bosa V'dogim. Hard to make it from meaning it's a logistical problem. So you have to make a half-sick a little bit, take a walk. Yeah, not called Amos Rehook, but it serves the purpose. I'm sorry.
Pesach,
probably we'll get to it soon. You can probably get out of Pesach and cake. Probably can. But
yeah,
the
person only
using
handmade
matzah pesach,
so why can't he use
matzah
on our pesach?
Tastes
differently.
Yeah,
not how matzah.
Doesn't matter. You made up your own chumrah to eat. I'll only burn matzah not burn. That's ridiculous. Any matzah is kosher. You know, you gonna have a different kind. It's irrelevant.
So then what's
the matzah? Oh, very good. We didn't mention what egg matzah, but you mentioned it. There's a question of, can you fulfill the mitzvah of, excuse me, the prohibition of eating matzah before Pesach, an Erev Pesach, to what does it extend? We mentioned three shittas when does it begin, but there's also three shittas is how much it covers. Some say only matzah, which you could use to fulfill the actual mitzvah. Others say no. It refers to any matzah which tastes like matzah, even though it's not baked lishma. So Marshall talks about that on that tzaddik test. Others say, you said, it applies even to egg matzah. Because egg matzah basically tastes the same as matzah. It's more or less the same. So that's really an issue which
will
some say it applies only to matzah which can be yotzei l'chiyah. Second, it applies to any matzah which tastes like regular matzah. Even if you can't be yotzei because it was baked shalol lishma. And the third opinion includes even egg matzah. Yes?
Would that include regular extract matzah also?
Well, the truth of the matter is that not everyone agrees that you need matzah shmur b'shas tira, some is not shmur b'shas lisha, which of course all of our matzah is, some is cool that they say matzah mitzvah before they sell the machines. Not the Pashi and Ayot. We always say, oh, I'm a Ratzim. They regular matzah, it's certainly not Yot. That's so certain. Pretty simple. I mean, that's not so certain.
Kind of should we advocate that
And then, of course, it's the third opinion. That is, you can't fulfill Shalom Shabbos. The Zohar. The Zohar says there's no way out. The Zohar holds you have to adopt the Chalom Matzah. And the Zohar holds you can't have it in the morning. The Pashut stuck. So what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai do? He learned Torah. So I guess you should do that too, to be able to actually do also Rav Osai. Make sure Rav Shimon Bar should learn Torah in the afternoon. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai should. He learned the Zohar a little bit, or some other excerpt. Okay, got it straight. I want to discuss now the question of matzah shira, egg matzah. Sure. Thursday night. Egg matzah, Rabbi Osai. Egg matzah is controversial on three scores. One, from the perspective of chametz, the Ramah calls the custom not to eat egg matzah. Because you're afraid it's chametz, you may pay it, you may have some water mixed in, it's going to be knocked as quickly. So I thought, Minig Ashkenaz.
Where is he?
Minig Ashkenaz. So the question becomes, when does this Minig begin? Some say it begins only on Pesach. But Erev Pesach is no such chuppah. No chashash koretz. Others say not that way. That the minig exists even earlier. Nafkamina lemaisa. Can you fulfill your shalosh shudis in the afternoon at 2 o'clock with egg matzah? The big machlokas. Apostle. What does the Ramah say? Some quote the Ramah on top high and aleph. That's okay. Said it's not a raya, so the Shmir Shabb, somebody who has machabah too. There it's matzah milk cake. There's no chash kamas. If you're all from Gebrok, there's no chash kamas. So they're talking about regular matzah milk. A regular egg matzah, which is a chash kamas. So it's inconclusive what the Ramah's opinion is. It's a pshat when he says, Onush, ain't on the offer matzah shira. You can't use it for shalashudas. Because it's now allowed after 12, but you just didn't have it around. Now, the community of Mizvan Azeh, we have it around. Egg matzahs are easy to buy, so. That's question number one. Question number two, is it from the perspective of matzah? We discussed before, needs a matzah in our face. Some say it includes even egg matzah. Yeah. Why? Because either because not hashira is included in the Yisr. Or like the Rav suggests based on the Rambam, only the big four, the famous kids, the whole issue. My personal opinion is that egg matzah you have to make hamotzi all the time. So I think it's something which is usually used for a meal. Then it's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is a very big kiddush that the machlok, the Shabbos kovas lemaisa. But that then applies to a piece of cake you have on Shabbos. If you have to wash and bench, we pass, and then it doesn't. Rav Moshe writes the sudos hamachuyavos, sudos which you intend with these sudos to fulfill the mitzvah. You get the impression from Moshe that it depends upon intention. Otherwise you can't have a piece of cake in the morning, right? So if you intend that this should count for one of your three meals, then everyone would agree it's enough to have... question. Well, he'd have to have a suddas boka viera for Pashka to eat so much of general foods that the meat, fish, soup, etc. will be the kudah of a regular supper. And one more kudah within Rav Moshe, even if Rav Moshe is right that with the suddas hamachuyamas if the wash the mention of kazayas, the Shemir Shabbos suggests that that's only the first two meals. We dafka have to have bread. But in the third meal, he suggests immediate mezonos enough, cereals enough. Maybe Rav Moshe wouldn't say it's wrong. Maybe. Finally, there's a question of matzanel cake. Because the Shmir Shabbos had his way, he was going to figure out a way to solve all the world's problems. The matzanel cake, you have it in the afternoon Erev Pesach, and you have it with fish and meat and everything. And this way, Yotzeh L'Kol HaDeyos Mamash. He tied it to a Ramah and a Mishnah Brewer and Tafayin Aleph and Kuf Samaches. Very complicated story. Bottom line is, I think he's right. That on matzanel cake, you may be eaten on Erev Pesach. Because it's the original afiyah is bottled. Because ein bato alecha. And the new afiyah is the rov shevet dvash, mata shira, it's fast kistanin, whatever. And therefore, there will be no violation of the Easter of Matzah on Erev Pesach. So we had a kasha in the Mishnah Brewer. The Mishnah Brewer had the whole discussion based on the order of Kuf Samaches. If you look carefully, Kuf Samaches is without Toalech. The whole pilpul over here and the Tafai analysis is with Toalech. So you couldn't quite get out of that Mishnah Brewer. We don't know how a way out really. But on the other hand, I thought that this Eitzah is not so good because Steering Shmir Shabbos. If he said you have your matzah, okay, but that, I can't have too much of that. So he said, no problem. Make up the shear of Boka Erev with fish and meat, etc. Well, the true Rav Moshe says that way. You have a kazayis of cake before or after. A whole meal full of meat, fish, soup, etc. After washing the bench. It's a shver of sack. Shmir Shabbos himself quotes him Shlomo Zalman. He says, not that way. And the only time he said that a pas kistin would create a chi of the washing bench in combination with fish, soup, meat, etc., is when you koveya the fish, soup, and meat in conjunction with this pas kistin. The best example would be crackers. These salty crackers are the problem. Salty crackers, people have, they put fish on it, they put meat, chopped liver on it, and they put have it with soup. Maybe you have it with cold cuts. Mamish osa maisa lechem. So therefore, in such a situation, we would say that that is a chashash of kovei suda. And therefore, in a positive sense, you can make shalosh shudas on it. I mean, kovei suda on it. However, cake, the matzah milk cake, which is sweet, the matzah milk cake, you really can't combine that with the fish and the meat and the soup. It doesn't go. It's a dessert. Or the meal after that doesn't go good with the main part of the meal. So I don't understand what he's quite saying. Yes?
Well,
not the
crackers.
That's
not big enough to be
a few. Sweet, not sweet. Different kind. I don't know. Kichels is a different kind. I'm not sure. Maybe you can somehow find one which can satisfy all the requirements. Perhaps. Yeah, for sure.
Last year, I saw
they
had quarters of England crackers. They call it tea crackers, kosher pesach. And we tasted example case like a matzah. Now, what round do you make of that? Small little cracker, it's like a little round thing, it's the size of my palm, and they call it a tea cracker, because the British are in the tea. But in reality, it's kashrut pesach, and look at the ingredients, there's flour, water, no leavening, no salt, no nothing. It's a mini matzah.
Well, that's a big question. It may depend on how they make it. If they make it in full matzah and they cut it in pieces, I think I'll just put a meal in a beauty table.
Oh, exactly.
Which leads me to my next thing, which is I have to leave because I'm such afraid of this fly with the Canada with the American airlines. I feel bad, I have to stop so early, but I'd like you to do it, if you don't mind. Maybe go have a little bite. Now, a little bit later. They should keep second Seder. I mean, the Seder should be kept because I'm not here to do anything. You have to do the Maramachimus. And 2:30, you have a minute on the base Nevish. All right? So everyone has a Maramachimus, hey? Everyone has a copy? And it's very important. Tomorrow, it's regular time, full speed.